Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What's going on here? It's your host, Emeka, with the Stay Ready, with the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast with another solo episode. And today's episode's the theme is the art of not giving a you know what. Real estate has changed, right? Syndication is not as sexy right now. You know, pulling in a bunch of money from investors to knock down a multifamily, big multifamily deal. Interest rates are higher. Mortgage rates are climbing. People are scared. At least here in Florida, the people are leaving Florida because of the hurricane Milton, which was scary. And who cares? Right? Who cares? You have to figure out a way to block all of that, because what is one of the most common things that we hear? Warren Buffett said it, right? Warren Buffett said, you know, be greedy when people are fearful and be fearful when people are greedy. And this is a perfect time. And right now, what I'm currently looking for is I'm looking for flips. I got some people who are ready to invest. They know what the returns are looking for. I know what the returns I'm looking for. And I got to put the work in, right? I have the time, I have the hustle, and I can go out and look for deals. Now, what does this have to do with not caring, not giving a you know what? Well, my offers looking for a flip are not the highest. They're very low, very low. Because I personally think that some sellers are just asking ridiculous pricing. Now, when I'm going to these realtors, brokers, wholesalers, you name it, you know, property owners, and I give them, you know, my offer, a lot of times they're like, they give me a look, you know, like, they're like, you know, go kick grass, you know, go watch grass go, whatever the saying is or whatever they say. And I, quite frankly, just do not care. I don't care, right? Don't just give low offers just to give a low offer. Have your reasoning, right? Have your reasoning and express that with the person that you're offering it to. Because if you're just giving a low ball offer for no reason at all, then, you know, your respect is going to be lost, right? But if you can explain why your offer is the way it is, then maybe they're going to be more understanding with you, right? You know, I offered them a deal, you know, half asking, half. And it's, you know, it's because I'm looking for a certain return, right? You know, other people might not need as much of a return. I'm looking for a 15 to 20% return. So with that comes, you know, risk, right? If I'm going to be doing a flip, the more rehab I have, the higher risk I have, the higher return I need to make sense for the risk. And I have to stick to it. You know, I have to stick to it. And I don't have room to, I don't have wiggle room. And explain that. Explain exactly why you're offering, right? So if you're going to be offering half-assing, let's say property is going for 100, right? And you ask for 50. You're going to have to explain that, you know, the flooring has to be completely ripped out and put back in. The drywall has this and that. You know, material costs are going to cost me this. And I'm not a contractor myself. And I think the quote's going to be this based off the previous quotes I've got, you know, in the square footage. And not only that, I still have the interest. Houses are staying on the market longer. So these are all these risks. Market is changing. You can't sell a house in 10 days and get, you know, five people offering over asking. And the reality is you have no idea when that house is going to sell. And you can't base it off of, you know, sales that happened, you know, before the hurricane, right? Because now that the hurricane came, you know, people already did, you know, was insurance pulled, right? Was a claim filed. what happened, why you're selling. These sellers, or excuse me, these buyers are, a little bit more stingy now. They're gonna ask more questions, and it's a buyer's market, in my opinion. And just because houses aren't selling as fast doesn't mean they're not selling, right? And you have to underwrite for that. That is why my offers are low, right? That's what we put in. For us to make a 15% return, realistically speaking, this house might not sell for another 4 to 5 months. And if I want to sell it in 2 months, then that means I may need to start at a lower asking price, because being ridiculous high whenever the property is renovated, and everyone's gonna negotiate, right? Everyone's gonna make an offer, and there has to be a counter. It's just standard. But if I start too high, I'm gonna scare people away. But if I start too low, I might not get the return I need. So you have to start just right based off what you're seeing, what the houses are on days in the market. And what's gonna happen is you might have to make 100 offers, and you're gonna get, kick grass, watch grass grow, blah, blah, blah. And you have to stick with it. Don't change what you're doing. You have to figure out how not to give a rat's butt, right? And it's an art, because you might start second guessing, okay, well, maybe he's right, right? I offered way low on some property, and they asked me what my rehab was. Like, well, are you, that's kind of high. No, it's not. That's perfect for me, because I need to have my contingency. Because you don't know, you don't know. And ask anybody in this game. Ask anybody in this game. Something almost always happened that you did not expect. So you're gonna need that 15 to 20% contingency, right? And maybe you could lower that the more you have experience in the deal, but you have to figure out how not to care about what the outside noise is, right? If you're underwriting every day or couple times a week, stay consistent, stick to your numbers, stick to your gut. Trust your gut. Your gut is almost always right. And who cares what anybody says, right? If realtors are talking about you, make sure that your underwriting is decent, then at least. If you're going to be explaining these things and you're just out of whack, then maybe you do need to change something. But make sure you have the factual evidence. Get bids, get 3 different bids. Get an understanding of what contractors are charging. If you have a go-to contractor, make sure you show him. But if you want to be aggressive and make sense, make sure that they're legit and explain exactly what is needed, why you're doing it, the returns you're looking for. Because if my Roth IRA or my traditional IRA, if it's making 12% in the market, and for me to get an offer that you want, I need to be at a 10% return. It makes no sense, right? It's the risk. Don't change your numbers because some outside influence that you don't trust is second guessing what you're doing. Find the art of not giving a you know what. Some actionable steps that you can do to figure out this part. Underwrite, 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 right? Just continue to do it. Continue to understand the game, understand the market. You might be in different cities. It does not matter. It's easy to find comps. Underwrite, play around with your numbers, figure out what is needed to do a certain job, right? Go to HomeDepot.com, Lowe's.com, go to any building supplier, figure out what materials cost. Right? Talk to contractors, ask them what they're charging a square foot or per room, or if you want to sub things out, if it's a larger rehab, talk to these different trades. Right? Underwrite. Number two, go to Home Depot and go to Lowe's, right? Physically go there. There's usually people standing outside by a tree or something looking for work. Ask them what they charge to do a certain job. You need to get some vanities fixed or replaced. Hey, what are you going to charge me to get this replaced? Hop in the back of my truck, let's go. Right? And number three, reach out to realtors. There's new rules now. You have to sign these contracts. Don't marry one realtor, right? If you're gonna be asking a realtor certain questions or for them to do things for you, make sure that you go to them whenever you make the offer or whenever you're looking at things. Anytime you ask a realtor to do something for a property, respect what he's doing and give him a piece of the pie, right? Learn the art of not giving a you know what when you're making offers. Make sure your offers make sense. If they're low, make sure you always have a reason for it to be low. Don't just lowball for no reason. But most of the time, your offer is going to get denied. Who cares? Offer again. Go to the next property. Until next time, see you.